Blog Talk Radio.
So I'm going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so. Going back to Cali, styling, profiling, smiling and smiling while in the sun. The top is down on the black Corvette, and the fly cause is sitting on the beat. One steering wheel plushed out, gold leaf Phantom top, and three girls waiting. Push play. Cali, 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 Cali. Y'all, I don't think so. Surprising, advising, realizing she's sizing me up. Her bikini small, heels tall. She said she liked the ocean. She showed me a beach, gave me a peach, and pulled out the suntan lotion. Now, I said it's fast, but this girl was faster. She was looking for a real good time. I said, close your eyes, I got a surprise. Bottle of wine. I'm going back to Cali.
Back to Cali. We're back in Cali with Vince in the Bay. Coming to you live from the Bay Area, broadcasting to Bombay, back to the BK, and down to LA. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I just got back in from a wonderful evening over at the Shoreline Amphitheater here in Mountain View, California, and took in a concerto by Phish, and there was copious amounts of dope that was consumed, and unfortunately I didn't bring enough. I ran out during the middle of the show.
How much is a copious?
pretty much everybody around me was smoking dope all the time.
All right.
That's the best I can describe it, dude. Lady Soldier, what's the call-in number? You know I can't hear nothing. Oh, why can't you hear anything? Get some... Oh, is she deaf? I'm sorry.
I got it. Here, I got it, friend.
All right, thanks, dude. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. That's the number, 347-826-7667. More than willing to accommodate your calls here. I had a what-the-fuck moment at the concert, Abu.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It really kind of... I mean, it didn't, it didn't, like, ruin my evening. What?
A pair of titties in your face?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it was a bad what the fuck. I was trying to smuggle. Okay, I went to the parking lot. You heard me on the phone, right, on my show earlier. We did a very extremely abbreviated version of my earlier show. And I was out in the parking lot, and I think when I left you, I was buying some ganja treats. I got some really good, I got a bunch of goo balls and some ganja brownies. And so I got like four or five goo balls and like two or three brownies. And like, I had all this shit with me and I was like, fuck, I wasn't even in the concert yet. So I got to smuggle all that shit into the concert. Plus I had my pipe on me. So I shoved all that shit into my crotch. And I'm not, you know, if I had tidy whities on, I might have been in better shape, but I didn't. I wore boxers today, and right when and all the stuff held in my crotch long enough for me to go through the pat down and get in the show. But right when I got on the show, my fucking pipe slipped out of my crotch and onto the fucking concrete and shattered.
Wow.
I lost my pipe. My piece is gone.
How'd they patch you down?
Oh, dude, they didn't even, like, you know what? I could have had it in my pocket, in my fucking, any of my pockets. They didn't even, like, they barely even, like patted me down, dude. They just, like touched me for a second. I get frisked more on the subway in New York City than I did at getting into that concert.
Right. You want to know the secret to going down to concerts? Okay, since I work security. You want to go when it's close to concert time? Because what happens is security will let like 1 in 10 person in, 1 in 5 person in. So you might be able to get there scot-free.
Yeah.
Or else you might be the 1 in 10 person to get searched. So then you might get screwed. So.
Anyways, we got the 804 on the line now. 804, identify yourself, please.
804 is Lady Soldier. How y'all doing?
Oh, we're doing much better now, sister. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
How you doing, baby?
I'm doing fine. When you were talking about your pipe, it was reminding me of 1,000 Ways to Die when this dude tried to hide some pepper spray up his butt.
Mm-hmm.
And the police pushed him up against the car, and the spray went off, and it killed him.
Oh, my God, dude. Who the fuck...
Exactly.
Like, I'm sorry, you can get more pepper spray. Just throw it in the bushes.
See, he was on parole or probation. He wasn't supposed to have it.
Uh-huh.
And he was getting some in the car when the popo pulled, you know.
Oh.
So he didn't have no place else to hide it.
Damn. It's fucked up.
Yep.
And he died?
Okay. And he died. Ate up his
That's the worst way to go, huh? That's a new one, actually. I haven't even heard of that one before. That's
It's 1,000 Ways to Die. I don't know what channel it comes on, but you
gotta
see it.
Oh, it's a show.
Yeah,
it's
a show.
Oh, okay.
I'm not
up on the TV. I don't know.
I'm catching up.
I'm addicted to BTR. That's my fix.
I hear you.
Like, honestly, I was at this concert, and I kept thinking about, I got to get back in time to do my show. When's this concert going to be over? I'm fucking, you know. It'd be something different if it was a band that, like, I was really into. Like, I used to be into this band, Fish, back in the day. But now I'm just kind of over it. Like, I think the only reason why I went is because it's like right across the street from where I work, and I can just walk there. It's kind of nice to just be able to walk to a concert when you get off work. And my friend came through, and we checked it out together. But I was at the show, and I was just like, I can't wait to get back on to BTR.
Yep, I'm the same way. Every time I go out of town, I have to say, am I going to be back by Saturday, 7 p.m., or any of
you
old folks got internet?
Do you have a show on Saturday?
Yeah, usually Saturdays. I'm about to move it to Sunday. I just switched to doing it 6 days a week now, so.
Damn.
And you know what? I'm going to hold a BTR Anonymous for you all and shit.
Yeah, I need it for sure.
Oh, my God.
I'm hooked. Although I'm doing a lot better than – because, like, there's that initial, like, flush of BTR when you first get into it. Like, that first, like, 48 hours where you just cracked out up all night on it, like, nonstop.
Yeah.
And then once you get over that, then you're just kind of like, okay, I'm gonna try to schedule some sleeping in now. And then you get it to where you're at least you're getting some sleep now. You're
mm-hmm.
still on BTR, like, all your waking hours, but at least you're, like, getting sleep. And then you start, like paring it back a little bit. Like, you do BTR for maybe 18 hours a day, then 15 hours, then 10 hours. And now I think I'm at a good solid maybe, like, 5 or 6 hours a day on average.
That sounds like me.
Yeah, between doing my own shows and calling into other shows and chatting at other shows, I think that's kind of where I'm at.
Oh my God! I went on 100 Ways to Die.
Mhm.
You can see
She said 1,000 Ways to Die, dude.
Whatever. It's
different
a
show.
No, it's not. 1,000 Ways to Die. On
yep.
Spike TV.
Yes.
A man has a sick obsession with a cow's heart. He puts it through a car battery and has sex with it. Oh my God! Oh my God, he's actually humping a freaking cow.
What's so weird? What's so weird about that? I call that foreplay.
Okay.
No.
He's got a car battery attached to a cow's heart.
Well, that's an average Friday night for me, bro.
Oh, okay. Oh my. And they're showing it on this damn. Oh my God.
Vince, my man, you need a woman.
I need a woman.
Yeah.
Both of y'all need a woman.
Yeah, I do
that's
need.
That's brain dead.
I'm always in the need of women. If you're willing to join me and my mega hoes, you can reach us on the internet at megaforceonline.ning.com. Get with the mega force, and if you're lucky enough, you might be chosen to be a mega hoe.
I'm sorry.
Entitled "Orgasm Worth Dying For."
That's the two married people that never had sex, and then when they finally did, they died. They had
heart attacks.
What happened? Yeah, it happened for real.
Damn.
Orgasm worth dying for. Shit. I'm gonna do this for my show tomorrow. I'm going to talk about all these 1,000 ways to die tomorrow on the Showstopper. It's going to be called The Life Stopper with 3 Abu. But go ahead, then.
That'll do it.
No, please keep going. There's 1,000 of them. You can do a couple more.
Okay. Well, Miss Lady Soldier knows it all.
I didn't watch them all. You know what? That's crazy.
How about sucked off? A prisoner sets her own death sentence. Okay. A prisoner sets her own death sentence. Keep talking. It's loading here.
Dude, I can't believe I fucking broke my pipe. I just got this pipe, too. But I replaced another pipe that broke. It was a great little pipe, too. It was small, it was compact, it was, like, made of thick glass, so it wasn't going to break unless you fucking directly dropped it on a concrete like I did. It's really...
You know what you should wear? You should wear, like, a cup, and like, stick everything in your cup.
Well, obviously, Abu, if I thought ahead, I would have worn tidy whiteys, and it wouldn't have been an issue. Now, Lady Soldier, like I think you're getting the wrong idea of what a mega hoe is. I understand the connotation that comes with hoe. It's got sort of a bad history associated with it. But my mega hoes are diverse. Okay, these are like former MI5 and CIA agents who use their sexiness to further the common good and fight for our national security. I have mega hoes that are police officers. I have mega hoes that are porn stars. I have mega hoes that are school teachers. They're all undercover. They're all working for me. And I don't necessarily have sex with all of them. I don't necessarily pimp out all of them. Some of them are mega hoes. Some of the mega hoes are actually hookers, but not all of them are. They're not mutually exclusive. It's just kind of a tag. I didn't come up the word. It was my marketing team. They said, hey, let's go with mega hoes. And somebody like rubber stamped it, and I wasn't even at the meeting. I don't know how that happened.
Okay.
I don't want you to get the wrong idea about a mega hoe. It doesn't mean you're like a mega prostitute. It just means you're just a badass chick.
So you're going to pull like a Bill Clinton, you know. You was there, but you didn't have sex with Monica Lewinsky.
I would definitely have sex with Monica Lewinsky if you gave me a chance.
I'd rather not. You know what I'm saying? I'm basically a church girl just misbehaving for a minute. But I'm going to get back to my church girl ways
like,
in a little bit.
Oh, okay. You're like the naughty girl next door type, right?
Yeah. I have my naughty moments. I ain't going
to
cry.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This is what
all
happens.
Right.
We're like
all
silent
right.
for 2 hours. And sidebar, this comes up.
What? What are you talking about, Abu?
Well, I'm sidebar.
Join our conversation over here.
No, I'm saying we were kind of silent because we had the 14-year-old on sidebar.
There was a 14-year-old on sidebar?
Yes. Yeah, we're interviewing a singer that's 14 years old. That's why we have to watch our PG.
Oh, you're interviewing a singer. Okay, that's different. That's cool. Did she sing on the radio? Or did
they
play
a
track or something?
There's a guy singer. He sang a couple songs from his YouTube video.
A 14-year-old dude. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Two horny co-eds decide to get crazy in a helium-filled balloon.
Uh-huh.
That's another 1,000 ways to die.
Where are you reading this stuff at? At the Spike TV website?
Yes.
They ain't telling enough.
I can put the link on there.
Yeah, go ahead. So they had like a marathon last weekend, and that's when I caught some of them. And I was like, good grief.
Oh, I've seen you around, Lady Soldier. I've seen your picture before. I must have seen you in some other chat room or something. Oh, you got a gorgeous smile, sister. Is that you on the picture?
Yep, that's me.
Yeah, good looking lady.
Thank
sexy.
You. I appreciate
very
it.
Very sexy. I don't want to act like a pervert. I'm getting the signals from Miss PG that I need to behave.
Ah, okay. Good luck, Miss PG. Appreciate it.
But,
I'm out of practice, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to follow you on Twitter. I'm watching out for you. I'm following you. I'm gonna make sure you do behave. Oh damn, you're friends with Bootsy Collins?
Oh yeah, that's my boy right
there. Damn, he's on. I didn't even know Bootsy was on. Oh, I'm following him for sure.
Bootsy
he's playing,
and
he's,
George Clinton.
He's playing his space base in outer space using my sex ray vision glasses to spy on the Twitterverse. Damn, where was I when he started out here on Twitter? God, that's what I love about Twitter is I keep finding new people that not new to me, but like people that I like that I just discovered that they're on here.
Mhm. Oh, that was the thing that got me hooked on Twitter because Twitter allowed me to get in contact with Tina Marie, George Clinton, Hammer, Layla Hathaway, all kind of.
He's got a Buckethead video on here.
Yes.
You like Buckethead? You like Buckethead?
Buckethead, Freak Bass, I love all of them. They're all hot.
Oh man,
I'm
Buckethead,
a
man.
From back in the day, man. Come on.
I'm a huge Buckethead fan. Buckethead's from my neck of the woods. He's in the Bay. I've seen Buckethead play a lot of times. He's fucking amazing.
I'm jealous.
Do not have sex in a helium-filled room.
Okay. Oh, you should see the one about the two knuckleheads playing in the cocoa powder. And they suffocate on the chocolate.
Oh, jeez.
It's messed up. That show is messed up, I'm telling you. But I'm jealous, man, because I live in Virginia. Don't nobody come to Virginia.
I come to Virginia. I've been to Virginia. What part of Virginia?
I live in Richmond.
Okay. My dad grew up in Norfolk, so I've been to Norfolk a lot.
Oh, see, that's where I was stationed at. I was stationed at Fort Story, Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had to drive to Fort Eustis all the time because I was a truck driver when I was in the Army.
Oh, wow. You can drive me around, sister.
I'm sure you'll be ready, willing, and able.
Absolutely. I'll do it for my country, too, if I have to.
Mm-hmm. Don't get me started. I don't want to become Drill Sergeant Williams all over again. Let me behave myself. Just let
me
behave.
Wow.
Well, you Drill Sergeant me today. What the hell?
You don't want me to go Drill Sergeant. I'm going
to
behave myself.
Hey, Abu, I think we might have somebody keep to get you in line, man.
I mean, Abu, you probably do need a Drill
Abu,
Sergeant for real.
Abu is having trouble with, what's the right word?
The drill?
Not conditioning yourself, but what is it when you're being when you're responsible and you don't like waste your time and stuff, you're like organized, not organized, but I can't even think of the word.
Just say
the
thing.
Oh, you mean he?
But it's basically my understanding that the military is a great thing to do if you have no direction in your life and you just like you're not sure what you want to do with yourself and you want some discipline. That's the word I'm looking for.
Ah.
Like it'll help discipline you if you're just kind of like lost in life. You know what I mean?
See, when you say discipline, my man goes straight to Janet Jackson. Now I need to hear that song. Damn.
I got some Michael Jackson.
No. You need to hear Janet Jackson's Discipline, and then you will know what I'm talking about.
I need to see Janet Jackson.
Let me see what I can do about that.
Yeah.
I like Janet. Janet's sexy.
Yeah,
she
I like
can discipline
too.
Me all night long.
She said no. No, Vince. Why can't he do it? What, I shouldn't hip him to Janet's Discipline?
See, I like how much PG can, like, tell other people what to do on his show.
Don't you think that he's been very bad?
Don't do me, Abu. Don't do me. I can just say it right now. Don't do me, Abu.
No, she said no Michael Jackson.
Oh, no, just wait. She'll come and don't do me, Abu.
Poor Abu. How old are you, man?
38.
You know 38.
Yeah, yeah,
what?
I'm a kid at heart.
Oh, okay.
Well, I sound like I'm, what, 20?
Mm-hmm. You do sound quite young, my friend. Yes, you do.
There it is. Don't do me, I told you.
Well, I don't want to ask your age,
I'm 37. I'll be 38 next year, so Abu is older than me right now, but that's all right.
Wow. I was going to, like, you sound way younger.
I do?
Yeah, you sound like you're, like, I was going to say, like, 20, like 21 or 22.
Oh, that's what's up.
No,
I like
you sound
that.
Really, really young. I mean, you don't sound, like, naive young. You just sound like your voice just sounds like you're young.
You got the... Beautiful pearly white.
Yeah, I still have my teeth. Run to the family.
Crazy.
Oh, goodness. If you think I look and sound young, you used to see my mama.
So were you stationed in the Middle East or not?
No, I didn't get to go. Like 2 days before it was time to go, I got sick with pneumonia and was admitted to the hospital.
Oh, where were you supposed to go?
I was supposed to go to Iraq.
Oh.
You know, they need truck drivers every day in Iraq.
So is it true that once you've served in the military, that you get access to VA hospitals, carte blanche?
Pretty much. I mean, we don't get dental, but, you know, you can go to the emergency room. You have to fill out paperwork, of course, and get the card.
But they don't reimburse you, or they don't charge you or whatever.
But they,
it depends.
Go ahead.
It depends on how much money you make. It's on a sliding scale.
Oh.
But see, you can't do anything. You can't have any procedure you want at the VA hospital, right?
Oh, no. Like, I want to get gastric bypass, so I can't do that at the VA. I have to use Medicaid or something.
See, that's the health. That's the type of health insurance that we're going to get as American people. They're going to pick and choose what stuff is going to be done to your body.
Probably.
Well, before you start slapping it down there, Abu, I'm just curious, what's Lady Soldier? How do you feel overall about the access to care and the quality of care that you've gotten there
at the VA hospital?
Yeah.
Oh, the one here in Richmond is not as bad as one, say, at Fort Bragg, because there's not as many military people in this area.
Ah.
So my access is above average because there's barely any military over here. But should I go back to North Carolina and Fort Bragg, Fort Pope, you know, and all of those bases, and everybody is bum-rushing the VA hospital, there's going to be issues and complications.
Okay, here's the Abu question. Like, Abu knows how to do it. If someone got Lorena Bobbitt, right, would that surgery be accessible to the VA? Or?
No, they would throw that thing away.
See, right there, I told you, that's the health care we're going to get. So I better not snap on some chicks so I get Lorena Bobbitt, because I'm only going to have that surgery. Well, I can't go to VA anyways.
And somehow I think that it's not going to be a possibility for you.
Thank you.
Something just tells me that you're...
Wait, I'll hear what Lady Soldier's got to say. She's going to rip on Abu right now. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, you know, you just have something about you that just attracts so crazy. I just, you know, I'm not psychic or nothing. I'm just saying what I see.
So you say,
I see somebody on the 513 on the line. 513, identify yourself.
Just the tube of shit.
I should have known better.
Hey, Chester.
You're getting the compliments there, Lady Soldier.
Oh, okay. Let me go in the chat room real quick.
Yeah, because you're ripping on me, so that's why you're getting a compliment.
Are you just everybody's whooping boy?
See, I came back for this shit. Ooh. I was off yesterday, but...
Her snaps is all. Get him. Is there a sarcasm that's got perfect timing?
Hey, you guys, can you hold things down here for a second? I'm going to try to fashion a smoking receptacle because I'm trying to improvise here because my pipe broke at the concert.
Aww.
Wow. Are you on camera doing it?
No, why? You want me to?
No, I just wanted to know if you were, like, putting it out there.
No. I'm just putting it out there this way, not visually.
Okay.
But I'll be right back. Yeah. Talk amongst yourselves.
Back to the boo bashing. Actually, I like Abu a lot. He can take a joke sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
I'm gonna lay off the jokes, you know, because I just met you. But I will say this,
No,
I gotta say one good thing, because this is what I usually do. I'm usually a very nice person. And Abu, you are a great sport, for real. And I'm just appreciative that you allow yourself to be out there like that, so that people can get their giggles in. Because I was bored as hell before.
Oh,
all
no,
I,
You don't understand. No. You are attacking him like you're a female Chester, and that is funny. That is, like, funny to me. I'm sitting here like, oh, somebody else is on it. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, I love it. I'm not mad at all. If you guys... If everybody
yeah,
is fun, that's fun.
He's a glutton for punishment. He's actually getting turned on by it. So, yeah.
So you like being disciplined then, huh?
Yeah.
So I could be, you know, like Eddie Murphy and say, bark like a dog. Whoop, there it is. Whoop. Okay. Let me get comfortable here. Let me not kick the Hennessy. Aye.
Oh, God. Actually, you drink it. Oh, yeah. All right, yeah. I'm super crude. Okay, yeah. You cheated. I don't care. You drank it. It's over. You got it.
Nope, I just had a sip because I have no Coca-Cola. If I really did try to drink it, you'd hear me go, I wouldn't be able to breathe. I'd probably end up on 1,001 ways to die.
Wow. Yeah, you just reminded me that I got drunk in my bed. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Do you know how long that Hennessy's been on my fireplace? Shoot. Since my granddad's birthday. I ain't lying. That's when I took it from his house. I ain't going to pay for it. Shoot. Just to sit on my fireplace? No.
Oh, well, you know, you can't let that shit sit too long now. No. What do you drink?
Fruity drinks. I prefer fruity blended drinks like Sex on the Beach, that tastes good. Fuzzy Navel. You know, those girly drinks. What is it? I don't even know. Peach daiquiri. I'm a sucker for peach now. If it's peach flavored, it's all over. Do they have peach flavored champagne?
You know why? I don't know.
Me neither. I'm just saying.
I'm a sucker for peaches too, but you know, not drinks.
Right. I understand completely. I am from the South, you know.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I never understood the peach drinks at all.
Oh. Was it lost in translation, baby? Okay. Listen to a whole lot of Luda. You'll get it.
Wow. And I heard you say you know Bootsy. So.
Bootsy, yeah, on Twitter. Yeah, I'm getting to know him real good. When I first found out that he was on Twitter, you know how celebrities have to get verified on there.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've been doing is tweeting down his name as much as possible, trying to get him verified. And what I did was I DJ on blip.fm.
Mm-hmm.
So I just played a whole lot of Funkadelic, Parliament, Bootsy, anything funk related, and made sure I put his name on it and just put his name out there for Twitterland to see so they can go and follow him. And it didn't happen yet, and it made me mad because I spent a good 4 or 5 days pushing it in, you know what I'm saying? Putting it in for Bootsy. And he appreciated it. He called me his number one Twitter fan, so.
Well, I really.
Yeah,
well,
I can't wait to go to Cincinnati.
Hey, do you like Fred Wesley?
I have no idea who that is. Who's Fred Wesley?
Fred Wesley is, what are you talking, Abu, would you shut up? Fred Wesley is one of these guitarists that played with, like, Funkadelic and all these people. Here, I'll play a Fred Wesley track real quick. I'll be right back.
That'll work.
Okay.
Check this
okay.
out. conduct with events in the Bay. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. That was Fred Wesley. I was mistaken. Fred Wesley was not. He was an American jazz and funk trombonist, and I was mistaken. For some reason I was thinking he played with Parliament. He played with James Brown. He's best known for his work with James Brown in the 60s and 70s, and he was a pivotal member of James Brown's bands, playing on many hit recordings, including "Say It Loud," Mother Popcorn, and co-writing tunes such as Hot Pants. His trumpet, his slippery riffs and pungent, precise solos complemented those of saxophonist Maceo Parker. Now, Maceo did go on to work at the Parliament Funkadelic. Oh, wait a second. Hang on. He left Brown's band in 1975 and spent several years playing with George Clinton's various Parliament Funkadelic projects. So I was right. He did play with Parliament Funkadelic. Ha! Anyways.
Paid attention to was Bootsy. I ain't going front.
All you care about is Bootsy, huh?
All I cared about was Bootsy.
Bootsy. So you're down with Bootzilla. What? You don't care about the Brides of Funkenstein or any of that other stuff?
I mean, mad respect to him, but you know, Bootsy's Rubber Band. I was all about Bootsy.
All right.
Interesting.
Hey, have you ever heard of The Coup?
The Coup?
The Coup. COUP. They're out of
Is
Oakland.
Is that like a punk band?
No, they're like hip hop funk. They're out of Oakland. And they kind of are carrying the torch or the next generation or whatever of funk. But they do it. But it's basically one dude. It's this dude Boots Riley who does. He's the MC. He's like a rapper, but the beats are all funky, and he has all kinds of like funk musicians, and he gets all these people that, like, he recruits all these musicians that like have played, you know, with other people, like session players and stuff, and then he takes his band out on the road, and they're just fucking raw. Just raw funk, and he's got this backup singer, Silky, who's just fucking silky smooth. They're really good. I'll play some of that for you in a second here.
Okay. I'm all for musical education now.
Yeah, all right, I'll play it right now for you. This is The Coup right here, Heaven Tonight. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. This is The Coup live. This is a live track that I recorded. I'm friends with Boots, the guy in The Coup. And I used to do a bunch of video and stuff for him, for his YouTube channel and shit. So I recorded a lot of their shows live, and this is a live recording. One of the best live recordings of any of their songs that I think I've got. And this is, was that a boo?
Bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
Fucking a boo. You know.
Sound like he said something under that sneeze.
All right, I want to go to this track. This is The Coup, Heaven Tonight, live recorded in San Francisco in 2006. And my fucking typical BTR, just when you're about to press the track you want to play, it fucking refreshes and resets the whole goddamn thing.
Yeah,
and, of course,
yeah.
I have like 800 tracks on here, so I have to like scroll all the way back down.
Oh, that's dirty.
They gotta work something out. Revamp this switchboard or something. I don't know. We'll be right back.
Control. Let me have on tonight.
As I sleep, may
made of oxygen inflate my lungs. Made my arteries and heart oscillate as one. If police come and I awake, escape and run. In the morning, may I have to take the scrape the bonds. Cause if I take the plunge, may it be said that I wasn't afraid to shake my tongue. Show the state was gone. They can show that the calling bell of fate was wrong. Cause if they could, they would have probably tried to rape the sun. Somebody said, it's just my body. Wait for the after party. Well, ain't no shit up, no there while it there's 9 feet on the asphalt, kicking the dirt. This system take a pick in the work. This is alert. Check out the introvert in the corner with the rip in the skirt. Some in pain, so she gripping a shirt. Ain't never had dinner, and she knows she ain't getting dessert. Don't try to tell me it's her mission to hurt. I got faith in the people and they power to fight. We gon' make the struggle blossom like a flower to light. I know that we could take power tonight. Make them cow for might and get emergency clearance from the tower for flight. I ain't sitting in your views, since you helping me resist and refuse. Show me a list of your views. If you really love me, help me tear this motherfucker up. Consider this my time for the offer cup. All the stars are magnificent. Whiskey in the midnight sky can make you feel insignificant. The revolution in this tune and verse is a bid for my love to touch the universe. Struggling over wages and funds, let the movement get contagious and run through the end when it's gauges and guns. And if we win in the ages to come, we'll have a chapter where the history pages are from. They won't never know our name or face, but feel our soul in free food they taste. Feel our passion when they heat their house. When we got power on the street, the police don't beat us about. Let's make healthcare centers on every block. Let's give everybody homes and a garden plot. Let's give all the schools books, 10 kids in class. Give them truth for their pencils and pads. Retail clerk, love balance where your place is on. Let's make heaven right here just in case they wrong.
That's right, Silky and the coup. That is what it do. Big ups to the chat room. This is great. I'm not even involved in the chat, so I don't even feel like it's my chat room, but it's cool to see everybody in there. 3UP Boo in the building, Chester T in the building, Club Flirt in the building, Cold Flow Radio in the building, Lady Soul, excuse me, I want to get this right, Lady Soulja in the building, Mega Dude in the building, Miss PG in the building, and Thick Things in the building. And speaking of in the building, make sure to check out inthebuilding.ding.com. And it looks like I just clicked on this link that Thick Things put in there. And that's your son, Thick Things. He is really cute. Really, really, really cute.
I can't see it. You have to be your friend first.
Oh, wait a second. Lady Soldier, are you telling me you are not in the building?
I am in the building. I just found out about it today, but you know what I'm saying?
Don't be bashful, sister. Start befriending people.
I'm a friend. I can see the picture.
Yeah, start up slow. Befriend Abu first.
Oh, that's me.
work your way up the totem pole.
No,
Hey, Ben, I had to tell you something.
What's
that's
up?
Sick.
Yesterday when that guy came on and you get the and you did the little voice, the little
Sergio.
Oh my God, bro!
Sergio came on. Oh yeah. Sergio loves it when the naughty boys, the haters, come on and start hating and talk dirty to him. He loves it.
Oh God. You know, it
that's the
funny
one piece of ammunition you have against most of these haters is they're all homophobes.
Yeah. I mean,
so you know, when you're fighting, sometimes you got to sneak the punches under the belt. You got to hit them in their Achilles heel. 9 times out of 10, these haters that come on BTR are racist homophobes. And once you start, like, coming on to them, they freak out and don't know what the fuck to do.
Oh, see, then that would put me shit out of luck.
That's when you call in Mega Dude, and he takes care of it for you.
Man, you sounded like, I had a friend that was a transsexual or whatever that I used to work with, that, you know, like that died last year, but you sounded just like him, so that's just like really threw me off. Like, I'm like, man, that's just so funny. I mean, he was real close, cool friend. I mean, we worked together for years, but that was so funny. And I'm like, I didn't even know you had it in you.
Dude, whoa, dude, you got to go back and check McNasty's show from, like, I don't know, maybe 5 days ago. Abu can attest to this. Abu, you're still there, dude?
You're talking about the night when we were in Tennessee, you guys said you just came from the
dude,
show.
Yeah, I think you guys were doing your thing. And
we were here. Yeah, it's Friday night.
We called in to McNasty's show, and the topic of the evening was should gay couples adopt kids? Should they be allowed to adopt kids? And McNasty seemed to come from the point of view that, you know, his brother apparently is gay, and he has no problem with his brother getting married, but he doesn't want his brother to raise children. And so I called in as Sergio and told him about how Sergio and my boyfriend Abu, who was on the line, we were planning to move to Iowa where they've legalized gay marriage, and we're gonna get married, we're gonna get ourselves a little farm there, raise some corn, and then we're gonna go to South Africa and adopt a young black boy, name him MJ, and raise a family on the farm there in Iowa.
Oh my God.
kind of taking a little bit of a I mean, this is obviously a blatant ripoff of Bruno. Have you seen Bruno yet?
Not yet. Haven't seen.
Oh,
him
do
yet.
Yourself a favor. See Bruno. He goes on one of these. I think it was staged. I don't think it was a real talk show. I mean, maybe if you see it, maybe it's like some like local Midwestern talk show. But it was kind of a Jerry Springer-esque show. But I think it was a fake show. I think it was all set up. Honestly, because it seemed kind of generic, and the audience was all black people, mostly black women. And the host, of course, is this cheesy, you know, vanilla white guy. And he has Bruno on, and Bruno brings out his child, OJ. He named his child OJ. He went to Africa. He wanted to be like Angelina Jolie and all these, and Michael Jackson, and go get his own black child, because that's the in thing to do, because he wants to get famous. So he goes out and gets, and then so he goes on this Jerry Springer show, and he comes out there, and he's all like, you know, gayed out. He's like this whatever Austrian gay supermodel wannabe dude, and he fucking brings his kid out there, and by the end of the scene, they fucking call Child Protective Services on his ass and like take the kid away from him. It's just fucking ridiculous.
Wow.
But it just it's just kind of like a nerve. There's certain segments of the population, and it doesn't necessarily cut down racial lines. It just cuts down cultural lines, and a lot of people are just have knee jerk reactions to homosexuality, and it's just something that they just cannot compute, and it's so easy to push people's buttons like that, because there's, you know, it's just weak-minded people that aren't, just don't use logic and common sense, you know, and get wrapped up in this dogma and stereotypes and all this bullshit. And they're so easy to play with, though. It's just, sometimes it's just not fair.
Yeah, well, you know, small minds are just so much fun. That's all I can say on that. It's just
yeah.
So much fun.
So I had a little fun on the McNasty show with Sergio, and he'll pop up whenever he needs to. But you know, I'm here in the Bay Area. I've got my outreach in the gay community here. I know what's up. I lived in San Francisco for like 6 years. I know what's up. You know, it's just, I mean, and you don't even have to be around it to know what's up. I mean, you just have fucking common sense. It's like, what do you do behind closed doors is your thing. I mean, to each his own, as long as you're not fucking violating me physically or, you know, directly, then do whatever. That's just not good enough for some people, and they just can't break it down for some reason. On that basic level, they, for whatever, their minds can't fucking compute it, and so you just need to beat them over the head with it.
You see, and you used to stay in Virginia for a minute, so you know VA is all about control. They got to control each and every aspect of your life, which is the reason why I'm such a rebel on my show, because I'm like, you know, anything you tell me to do, I'm going to do the complete opposite, because last
exactly.
time I got my birth certificate,
you know,
I'm grown.
Absolutely. That's just human nature to me. It's human instinct that even if somebody's telling you if you eat carrots, it's you'll be able to see better. Even if there's empirical evidence that proves it, if somebody forces me to eat a carrot, I'm going to reject my gut reaction and be like, no, fuck you, you know? I'll decide on my own whether I want to eat the carrot or not. Don't tell me what's good for me or not. You know, I can figure that out for myself. You can present me evidence. You can lead me to water, but you can't force me to drink.
That's
you know,
right.
Like I was at this concert tonight, and this concert was like, there was a line, literally like the line was like a half hour wait. It was just ridiculous to go to the bathroom. And I was like, fuck this, I got to pee now. Mm-hmm. So I saw this little spot behind, you know, this little thing. They had like this little like bar, and there's like this elevated like little stage thing, and there's like couches up there and stuff. And then behind the railing, there's like this little gap between the stage and the fence. And I was like, oh, sweet, I can just fucking leak back there. So I just discreetly go back there, and I get away with it once. So then I go back to the well again later in the show. I'm like, fuck, I gotta take a leak again. I don't want to wait in that fucking line. So I go back there, and some security guy catches me. He's like, hey there, whoa, what are you doing? And I was just like, oh, man, come on, dude. I just want to take a leak. I'm not hurting anybody. He's like, I should arrest you for indecent exposure. And I was like, are you kidding me, dude? Come on, man. I'm just fucking taking a leak. And he's like, this is not, you know, I should take you around. I'm like, what are you, a cop? He's like, you damn right. I'm security. I can report you to the cops. I was like, I can report you to the cops. What are you talking about? I can do the same thing. You know, I was just like, what the fuck, dude? I'm like, and I was so close to saying, you know what, you just take me in. You're right, you got me. You know, and it was like, okay, dude, you know, you already saw my dick, so you've already got evidence that I've already indecently exposed myself. You might as well take me in now. Do your civic duty and take me in now. It's like I've already exposed myself. You saw it. You fucking shined your flashlight on my dick. You know, why don't you fucking cuff me and take me in, bro? It's just another example of it's like, show me the victim. Show me the victim.
Exactly.
Now,
honestly though,
I think they have every right to tell me not to pee there, because I paid for a ticket, and they reserve the right as a, you know, as an independent or whatever private venue, you know, they reserve the right to refuse service to me. You know, if they decide for whatever reason, you know, we don't want you here anymore, you know, please go away. That's fine. That's one thing. But this guy, like, all of a sudden, like, said, I'm, you know, try to go over my head to the point where it's just like, oh, I'm the cops now. I'm like fucking the federales on your ass. Like, he immediately said he was going to arrest me. I was like, you can't arrest me. He's like, oh, sure I can. I report you. It's just, oh, come on. You fucking and it was just not worth fighting that battle. So I was like, whatever. I just zipped up my pants and walked away. But if I didn't have work tomorrow, dude, I would have said, take me downtown, bitch. Because you know what? They just reported that over the next 2 years, they are going to release 43,000 prisoners from California penitentiaries because of budget. So a majority of those folks are going to be, I'm sure, going to be nonviolent criminals, which is how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guarantee you probably 95% of those 43,000 didn't deserve to be in jail in the first place, because they're probably nonviolent criminals, maybe people that were, you know, got busted for a bunch of weed or, you know, whatever, you know, stuff where it's like, show me the victim, you know? So they'll just take their fine. They're just going to fine you more now, though. That's the thing. That's the double-edged sword with decriminalizing things, is all that means is they're going to regulate it and tax it and fucking, you know, get you on violations all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to try to line their pockets because they're broke.
Yeah,
at every level.
Yeah.
The city, the state, the government, they're all broke and they need money.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they got to pay off the Chinese, the Japanese, and the Saudis. And if they don't do that, the fucking Chinese and the Russians are going to fucking swoop in and fucking divvy it up, and we're going to fucking balkanize this bitch.
Abu.
No, I was going to say, humans weren't designed to follow laws, if you think about it. The laws are brought in at a later date, if you believe whatever the ancient scriptures say. It's the certain people that wanted laws to follow. We weren't designed to follow laws.
That's absolutely true. You will not hear me argue with scripture. No, sir.
Look, and again, there is no laws. It was when the Jewish people wanted some, because they wanted tangible things to look at. So they said, okay, there you go.
Tell us what we're not supposed to do so that can be the first thing that we do.
Yeah. And even Jurassic Park made that point in the movie when it talked about the dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
The guy said it was your fault because you caged them in. They don't want, they can be caged in. And that's what you know, we're feeling right now. Caged in. Every little thing you need a regulation. Rule.
And you know what the worst thing is not the rules themselves. It's the mentality that it puts in people on a day-to-day level. People are instantly thinking, oh, anything they see nowadays, they're thinking, oh, can he really do that? Can he really say that? Can he really do that? Should I be offended by that? Could I, just by what he said right there, could I file for sexual harassment?
Well, it is,
you know,
a bit.
Looking at me, can he, you know, it's like you could segment it down to, like, you know, every single moment that you exist, people could fucking scrutinize that shit and find some fault in it. And it's fucking bullshit. If somebody's not physically or, you know, directly aggressing against you, then you should fucking let them do what they do. It's like fucking Starbury. Why don't people get it? I read this ESPN article. This guy was trying to rip on Starbury, and he just didn't get it. Like, I understood where he was coming from, but it was so obvious that he didn't do his homework. Like, you know, first of all, you watch that thing. Anybody who watched Starbury for more than 10, 15 minutes knows that he says, "I'm doing me." This guy's article, he had all these witty quotes and these great moments and talked about, you know, his lyrics or whatever, but didn't at once mention "I'm doing me." And it told me right there, this guy did not spend more than 10 minutes watching Stephon Marbury. He fucking didn't get it. He did not get it. And that's the thing, is this fucking mainstream media don't get it. They either don't get it or they do get it and want to play dumb. And either way, they're fucking assed out, man. And there's fucking millions of us and thousands of them, and their fucking days are numbered.
Yes, indeed. That's one of the things that makes Blog Talk Radio so brilliant, is that it gave everyday folks that get it an opportunity to share with other people that get it.
I want natural causes to take care of a lot of things. You know, there's a rule now for texting in your car, some guy wants to bring out. Okay, well, if you're an idiot that decides to text in your freaking car, let your accident be your law or punishment. You know, why should you jeopardize everybody else because, like, 10 people are suffering from it?
Yes, I believe in truth and consequences also. I mean, your actions. I mean, that's how I raised my kids. One of my boys from New York, he was like, "You're too soft on your kids because you just let your kids do whatever." I said, "No, I let my kids feel the repercussions of their actions. If I buy them something and they jack it up, then they're ass out. I'm not going to run out and buy them another one. Oh, hell no. That's not going down. They're just ass out. And if they bring something of mine, then they're really ass out because they're going to be rawhide plus they're not going to have access to it again because, you know, even if I had it like that, I wouldn't do it.
You know, these dumb rules are on the books right now that are not enforced. Like, you can't bite somebody else's hamburger, I think, in one of the down south states that's on the books. that's how dumb these freaking lawmakers were. You know, everything was a dumb rule.
Yeah. And see, my whole thing is with society as a whole. Some people would think that I'm kind of antisocial. I'm not. I'm not antisocial. What I'm against is anti-society telling me how to live my life. Mm. I say, you know, if somebody wants to smoke weed, damn it, let them smoke weed. If, you know, if I don't want to be bothered, and okay, let's say I don't want to be bothered, I don't want to smell the weed, I just get the hell away from you. I go to my own house and I close the door so I don't have to smell the weed. But if I'm walking out and about and I should walk into a cloud, oh, well, damn, you know, it's not going to kill me just that one time. And I make that shit a habit, then you got issues and complications. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. See, the thing that pissed me off, I had to take a drug test for, you know,
case in point, Exhibit A, Wayne Ghetto.
Why don't we get drug tests for alcohol drinking? Because that's legal, right? That's the only reason
why. Exactly. That was my point.
Yeah, you can do far more damage with being dosed on the alcohol than you can be marijuana.
Crazy, man. Most, you know, that's what I was telling him. The cigarette tax in North Carolina went almost 200% up. 200%. But you don't see the taxes on alcohol going up no 200%. But alcohol killed more people than cigarettes.
Okay, the rich people are doing it. That's why. They need their booze, so they're not going to pay more for that.
And then the other thing was, what I was telling him is that it's all a setup to the scriptures anyway, because it's just going to make it easier for the New World Order and one world government and one world currency and all. In order to do that, they have to weaken the dollar. So how do you do that? You make one of their main transports, you know, Utah.
Hey, I hate to break it to you. You're going to be waiting for that New World Order for a long time, because here's the whole joke. The New World Order is already here. It's mm-hmm. been here for, it's been in place, the grid has been in place since at least the 70s. These people, these elites that are fucking, you know, this small cabal of maybe 100, maybe 1,000 or so people that are fucking at the top of the pyramid, you know, they've had their fucking roots into this shit for years. They have an infrastructure, and it's not going anywhere, and they're making it very subtle, making you think. That's why they love these people like Alex Jones and all these doomsdayers that say, oh, the police state is coming, just wait. You know, it's already here, okay? And everybody thinks it's going to be like 1984. It's not going to be like 1984. It's right now. Right now, it's like fucking A Brave New World. If you read A Brave New World, it's what we're living right now. Aldous Huxley fucking predicted it, dude. He saw it coming because all those guys, they were the artists and the commentators for that time. And that time is when all these motherfuckers came to power in the early, right after the turn of the century, in the teens and the 20s is when all these fucking gangsters started fucking teaming up and fucking scamming fucking governments and all this shit all over the world and starting all these wars. And you know, there's no coincidence that around the same time you have World War One, World War Two. Ever since this whole, right after the fucking fractional reserve system was reintroduced in the United States, we've had nothing but wars. That's all it's there to do is to fund the economy and fund wars and fund more fucking imperialism. And it's just a fucking broken record, and people don't get it. They rather sit around and talk about Michael Jackson or you know, fucking some, you know, guy getting arrested in Cambridge. You know, there's all this smokescreen, all this cover for them to just continue to print money and fucking line the pockets of their friends and let us all fucking scramble for the crumbs.
You know what? You're exactly right. It's our fucking fault. For people that are not using the power they have to overthrow this bullshit. Because, like, you're right, we're dumbing ourselves up to the TMZ, the Michael Jackson, you know, funeral that's there for 3-5 weeks, whatever hell it is, the news stories and stuff like that. Us people need to rise up against these 100 people or these people behind the scenes. That's why our collective consciousness, this is going to happen, so it's happening. Because we're not going to change it unless we get together and say, you know what, bump this damn New World Order. We're the people. We got the power. Then you'll see a change in this New World Order crap. But because, you know, you got people like on freaking MSNBC and Fox, like, leading the people, and people just sitting their ass being led blind like fucking sheep. And that's what the scriptures tell me.
And not only that, but with America, their main motivator is fear.
Exactly.
That's how they keep most Americans in check, fear. And, you know, they're very, very good at making anything out of the ordinary illegal. So they don't really need a good excuse anymore to throw your butt in jail and forget they put you there. I've seen it for myself. You know, okay, if they're supposed to be letting so-and-so out and you speak to the same deputy 3 times, and they're like, who? So-and-so. Oh, isn't he already out? I sent that paperwork back hours ago. Yeah, I know. I was here when you sent it back there. You know, dumb stuff. They don't even know what's going on. So it's very easy to get lost.
The maze of bureaucracy is absolutely ludicrous. Like, I swear to God, they used to be they'd add a new department or a new, you know, secretary or a new cabinet position. That used to be like, you know, 1 or 2 times an entire president's term. Now they do them like every fucking week. It's just fucking ridiculous. They're just like over. It's like they're pumping up the bike tire and it's already exploded and they're still pumping it.
See, I respect Vince a lot. I mean, I don't know if you saw California Stop, one of his YouTube videos, but he knows his shit. I mean, he knows his rights and stuff like that, and I kind of respect him a lot, but I need to, you know, brush up my little rights, because this going to come a time now where, you know, people are just dumbing us up through our food system, our water system, and they're making us mush heads. But Vince has got it going on as far. He knows how to attack and knows how to get his way out, knows his stuff.
Have you checked out the Forerunner on YouTube?
The Forerunner?
The Forerunner Chronicles.
No.
As a matter of fact, I just had him on my show not even a week ago.
Hmm.
Yeah, y'all need to check him out because, you know, Vince, you saying the same stuff. The only difference is the Forerunner comes from a biblical standpoint when he makes his points, but you guys say that basically the exact same thing. So you two should become real good friends. You should check him out.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? It's like I was raised Catholic, so I know all about Jesus, and you don't have to tell me about Jesus. I was outside this concert today, and they had the fucking Jesus freaks out there when their megaphones, and I did a video where I counteracted them with my megaphone, and these people just have – it's the problem isn't Jesus or religion or any of it, is what people, how people use these things as pawns to manipulate other people.
Exactly.
And like Jesus was a fucking revolutionary, okay? If Jesus was alive now, he'd be hanging out with the strippers and the porn stars and the pimps and the fucking drug dealers and
exactly, and
the people on the street, and he'd be saying the same shit I'm doing. He'd be, you know, he fucking went in to the temple and fucking attacked the money changers and fucking, you know, chase them out. And that's what's happening right now. We need to fucking chase the money changers out of the temple right now because they fucking
they're fornicating
inside the temple. It's just fucking not right.
You want to know what Jesus would be doing? He'd be attacking the institution that make lots of money. Okay, that's why he got pretty much killed, because he was delving into the people making a profit. Kind of like what Kevin Trudeau does with the drug industry, like those things that you don't want you to know about. If it's taking money out of some institution, they're going to be pissed off at you, and they're coming after you.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what Jesus was done. He took money out of people's hands because he said, you know, the truth about marriage is not the ceremony, not getting your wedding dress, not the tuxedos. It's your commitment. If you're committed to one person, that's your marriage right there. That cuts down money from the dresses, tuxedos, rings, all this kind of stuff. That's how simple it is. But people want to make a big money thing out of it, and that's what he attacks, as well as, you know, fellowshipping with the people that Vince was talking about.
Yeah, I just found out that the Forerunner posted a video like 3 hours ago, so I posted the link up there. What's the link for your stuff, Vince?
I'll put it in right now.
All right, cool.
He does a good job, and that's hilarious though. Cause he's got the helping attitude, but he's kind of like sarcastic in the same way. It's hilarious. Like he was at a Psycho Donut rally, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people are protesting the Psycho Donuts because they got donuts that have like mental illness names. And so Vince is for the donuts. He's a mind of mental illness, but people are against it. So Vince is helping the protesters with the sign. Like, say, you know what, dude? They can't see your sign. What you want to do is turn it this way so the cars coming can see it.
Yeah. All right. I'll post. Here's one video I'm going to put in the chat room, and then I'll put the link to just my regular channel. So this is me. I went to my local congressperson's office, and try to get them to sign on to this bill that was going through the HR 1207. And, so hijinks. I basically barged in on my congressperson's office and freaked out his staff, or her staff. Like, they didn't know what... Well, I was dressed in a black jumpsuit, and I had a megaphone around my... on me, like strapped to me. And I was wearing black sunglasses.
You was giving people coronaries.
Camera. Well, I mean, the video camera is the new gun, right?
That's true. That's why they kept saying that the revolution was going to be televised.
It's going to be on YouTube.
Exactly.
All right. I'm going to play some revolutionary tune, a revolutionary track here. So I played the coup for you, right?
Right. And I just found them on YouTube.
That's my man. Oh yeah, I did their YouTube channel. Check this out. I got another YouTube channel for you. This is the KooTV, youtube.com/KooTV. I did all those videos for them. But my man Boots, the guy who's the main guy in the Koo, he's got this new project with the guitarist from Rage Against the Machine.
Ooh.
And I got some of those tracks on here. Let me see if I can find this. So do you like rock or?
I don't discriminate. Oh,
you don't discriminate. All right. Here's a track. This is Somewhere in the World It's Midnight by Street Sweeper Social Club. We'll be right back.
Get out of school and think. Somewhere in the world it's 5 p.m. And quitting time is time to drink. Somewhere in the world it's 8 o'clock. Let's get fly, man, and go to gig. But somewhere in the world it's midnight. And the gorillas just shot too big. Somebody needs to bottle this adrenaline. So that's the middle fence. Stomping through your suburbs like coke, meth, and Ritalin. Street lights and little sins. We fight for little yen. Despite the bitter end and ignite carcinogens. This is a little shot of can't be stopped. A lot of fuck you pay me, little fuck to cop. Cause them parasites will suck your wop and bankrupt your block. Chuck you overseas to buff the block. And in the gallows of San Quentin, the officials were smitten by the smooth suave way which my initials were written. So they paid no attention at the scribble transmission. Read, I'ma get out of here. Pray I don't get ammunition. Come on. Somewhere in the world it's 3 o'clock. Time to get out of school and think. Somewhere in the world it's 5 p.m. They couldn't time me. Time to drink. Somewhere in the world it's 8 o'clock. Let's get fly, man, and go to the gig. Somewhere in the world it's midnight. And the gorilla just shot through pitch. Come on and come on with it. Sometimes the night falls just so you can't see the scars. It's forced between the stars and dialogue. The stolen DVD players and VCRs. I know a corner if you say cocaine. They claim that you're taking the Lord's name in vain. I came to spit flames until the shit changed. Until we switched games, the streets drown in pain. Now, y'all might just drink and fuck to this. Let's knuckle up and deconstruct the shit. I'ma show you what they dysfunction is. They need some nickel-plated acupuncturist. Violent vulturist, let's get tumultuous. And bring a multitude to where they lunching is. Somewhere in the world it's 3 o'clock. Time to get out of school and think. Somewhere in the world it's 5 p.m. And putting time in time to drink. Somewhere in the world it's 8 o'clock. Let's get fly, man, and go to the gear. But somewhere in the world it's midnight. And the gorilla just shot too big. Come on, come on with it.
Yeah, it's fucking rock and roll. If you don't like it, go home. Too late, you're already there. Anyways, we're back. It's Disorderly Conduct with Vince. It's been a great program. I thank you all for tuning in. Thanks to 3 Abu, Chesta, Lady Soldier, Mega Dude, Miss PG, and Thick Things for hanging tight with us here. I got 37 minutes left. Looks like we went over a little bit here. I'm hoping there's still going to be a bobblehead because, you know, I was just planning on warming up for Bobble, but I'm fully capable and ready to strip down naked and join the Bobblehead crew. As always, here on BTR, Miss PG and Thick Things, bringing a lot of sexy to the BTR. So that was Street Sweeper Social Club. I wanted to say what up and happy 420 to the folks in Buenos Aires and São Paulo, Brazil, and Turkmenistan. It was 420 in all those places just a couple minutes ago as we were playing that track, which was, of course, by Street Sweeper, blah, 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 Street Sweeper Social Club. Check them out. I actually have a couple little videos. Oh, you know what? Speaking of, these dudes, oh, man, I'll put that link up right now. I think it's like the second or third video up on there is me outside of Shoreline where I was today counter-protesting or trying to counteract the megaphone of the Jesus freaks out there. But I digress. 3-0 Boo.
Did you ever get that video up of that Psycho Donuts?
What?
The Psycho Donuts video. Did you ever get that up with the MILF?
Oh, you know what? I captured it to my computer, but I haven't uploaded it yet.
All right, well, join me
tomorrow.
I need
a new camera, dude. I need something new, some sort of new setup, dude. For some reason, my camera doesn't capture video footage very consistently. Like, if I don't capture it, like, 1 minute at a time, then it just, like, drops frames or whatever, and it just craps out on me.
Well, I'm going to do the showstopper from now on, so I have, like, top 10 things, like, you know, top 10 women, top 10. Do a lot of
That's
top
right, the showstopper, top. The in-the-building wake-up show.
Top
3 Abu.
You know, go top 10 death or something with that.
How about just go topless?
Topless, there you go.
Oh, wait, that's a different program. Anyways, Lady Soldier, thank you so much for putting up with us. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for letting me listen in. I have no speakers or headphones now.
Are you sure you're 38?
That's what my birth certificate says.
Oh, come on. They can fuck with those things so easily.
7 deuce up in here. Yep.
Dude, they fucked up my they fucked up my birth certificate.
They did
a typo on my birth certificate and I was born in 73, but when they typed up my birth certificate, they put 72. Because apparently people that type up birth certificates are like on crack.
Yeah,
I've talked
that.
To other people, and a lot of other people have said the same thing. We're like, oh, yeah, they screwed up on my birth certificate, too. Like, I have a copy of a copy of a photocopy of a fucking, you know, Etch-a-Sketch copy, you know. And that's, you know, and that, so mine's like a copy of a copy of, like, a negative copy. And it's, like, all amended and stuff, and it's just fucking ridiculous.
Mine, they misspelled my
And what does that name. Really mean, anyways? Like, who cares? Oh, some group of bureaucrats 3,000 miles away certified that you are a person
mm-hmm.
born onto this planet.
Mm-hmm.
As if without this certificate, you would not be valid for anything ever.
Wait,
you were sitting. You know,
ladies,
sorry,
did you ever, have you ever read the book Conversations with God?
Oh, no. Here we go.
Have I ever what?
Read the books, Conversations with God.
No.
Oh, you got to get them. It's like 40 cents off of eBay. Very enlightening books.
Okay, I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, very enlightening. I read the 3 books, like 650 pages, like a week and a half. Such a...
Oh.
It talks about some of the things we were talking about as far as, like, you know, garment and sex. And all sorts of things. What this guy perceives God telling him regarding those type of things.
Okay.
And very,
yeah,
that
sounds interesting.
I've read a couple excerpts.
It's actually very interesting.
Conversations with God. Who's the author?
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Neil Donald
It's my
Wolf.
Personal memoirs.
What show did I read those on? Does remember Vince or not? Neil Donald Walsh is an author.
Oh, like my first 10 shows, I think.
Okay.
That was like a featured thing until we did the until Sexy started doing the, what was the game that we did with Sexy?
Oh, Dirty Minds.
Yeah, let's play around to that. Let's do a couple of those right now.
Okay, what are you talking about?
This is when
you guys tell dirty jokes and I don't get it until the very, very end, huh?
No, these are like...
No. Go ahead, explain it, Abu.
Okay, they're like sexual references, right? But
okay.
It describes like a normal thing. Like, I give like some sexual references and it might describe like a lamp. Okay.
Oh, you guys are going to so win. Go ahead.
Okay, here. Four-letter words that end in "unt" that describe a woman. There's five four-letter words that end in "unt," U-N-T. One describes a woman.
Okay.
Blunt.
That's not a four-letter word.
The way I spell it, it is.
It's got to be a four-letter word.
Everything that I say is a four-letter word.
Oh, boy. See, I don't want to say that word.
No, but see, that's the thing is, it's not that word.
It's not that word, though. It's not that word. That's the thing.
Okay, let me think. Like describes a woman, ends in UNT, and only has four letters.
Right.
I would say munt, but you know I would meant mutt. So.
I'm a four letter word. I'm a name for a woman. I end in unt.
Want, junt, munt, none, bunt.
You missed the first letter.
Dunt?
No, the first letter of the alphabet.
How would you pronounce that?
Aunt, aunt, aunt.
Oh, that's dirty.
But see, that's what the games are like that. Okay, what was the other one? I can't find the site. Trying to find the site.
Thank you, Chester. Can you put the link up for the next thing? Because you know I'm new. I don't know these things by heart yet.
Oh, you'll know.
I'm trying to find...
Oh, I'm following you on Twitter, Vince.
Oh, yeah, baby. Twitter.
I got an old computer, so it takes forever to do everything. It says that they're on the air now.
Yeah, you should follow Boots Riley. That's the guy in the coup.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I'll send you his thing.
That.
It's just at Boots Riley.
Okay, let me go to the right place.
He's cool. He's really cool.
You know, I'm thinking I'm already following him.
He's funny too. He's just a funny guy. He cracks me up. And he's a really talented guy, man. Like, his lyrics are really great. He's a really good songwriter. I like those artists that are kind of, like, on the fringe, like, sort of mavericks that are just kind of just eke out, probably just barely do enough to make a living, but aren't quite mainstream, but sort of collaborate and cross paths with mainstream people.
And those are the folks that I love to play on my show.
Like in film, my favorite filmmaker is Jim Jarmusch.
He does raw,
independent films, and like, but he always collaborates with like people like Johnny Depp, or you know, just like sort of quirky mainstream actors that want to do like an offbeat sort of thing. They go to Jim Jarmusch. So that's kind of like what Boots is like. He's just sort of one of these like fringe maverick, you know, hip hop funk guys.
That's right up my alley. Watch him become my new favorite.
No, but Boots is cool. He's down with Parliament. He loves Parliament. Like that's like his biggest influence probably on his music. Like they cover what's the song? Cosmic Slop.
Yeah, I remember that album.
But yeah, Boots is all about the funk. And he gets really cool musicians too. He's like a good eye for talent. He always picks out like the new up and coming musicians just before they make it big and he can't afford them. Like the guy, he had this one drummer who played with him for a little while and then he kind of made a name for himself, and the drummer ended up becoming the drummer for Keisha Cole. And then he became the music director for Keisha Cole for a while. And now he's, like, drumming with the Mars Volta. And, like, all his cousins and his brothers are all drummers, and they drum in all these bands and stuff. And they all come out of the church, though.
Like, yeah, that's usually what happens.
Basically, like, the church is where all these guys that Boots gets to play with them, that's like the minor leagues for him. He goes, these kids, they grow up in the church, and that's all they do is just play music, whether it's in the church or at home, you know, smoking blunts in their parents' basements, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and so
there's this network of
young, up-and-coming, sick-ass musicians, and Boots has got kind of like his finger on the pulse of that, and he's just cherry-picks the best players, and they come on the road with him. And then they end up going and playing for like Keisha Cole and Lauryn Hill and like all these people, and like then it, you know, they just fucking graduate. I actually want to do a documentary on it. It's a documentary waiting to happen.
Here I got two sample questions for her. Cause the other one was kind of like it's not really what Moj was talking about. Here you go, ladies, soldier. Ready?
Okay.
This is a real game from Dirty Mind. The hotter I am, the harder I get. I can only get laid once. The argument is whether I came first. The hotter I am, the harder I get. I can only get laid once. The argument is whether I came first.
The egg?
Yeah, see, there you go. You see how those clues are kind of sexual?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what the game's
all
about.
Yeah, but you know what? It's just when you think you get the hang of the game, they throw a monkey wrench at you. Like, you'll think that... Because I kind of feel like most body parts could be interpreted as sexual things. Like...
I swear to God,
we were doing it, I guess all this stuff, and then he's just like, oh no, it was lips.
Oh, okay.
Here's another one.
So that's kind of like, it's like almost sexually, you know, has sexual connotation. If you just say lips to somebody, I think it could be kind of like creeped out, like you're a pervert.
But it depends on which lips you're talking about.
Exactly.
What if I just say areola?
Okay.
Doesn't areola have a couple different definitions?
I guess so. I mean, see, that's the whole thing with me. I lived such a sheltered life coming up as a child. I missed out on all the nicknames for stuff. I caught hell when I went in the Army. Because people were telling jokes left and right, and I was like the naive one. Oh, what are y'all talking about? And they'll just be giggling because I would have no clue what the hell they were talking about.
All right, here's another one. I'll give you another clue. Here we go. Ready?
Okay.
If you really want me, you're going to have to expose yourself. If you get naked, I'll be all over you. But you should use protection or else you could get a nasty disease. What am I?
The air?
No.
Let me see. Nasty disease. The sun? Sunlight?
Oh, you're close.
Because you can get skin cancer?
Yeah, so what do you put on your skin?
It's something you put on your skin?
Yeah. If you really want me, you're going to have to expose yourself. If you get naked, I'll be all over you. But you should use protection or else you could get a nasty disease.
Oh, okay. Sunblock.
Sun, yeah, sunblock, suntan, yeah.
So, yeah, that's what that game's all about.
Okay.
Dirty Minds.
That works, that works.
And on that note, we'll go into another track by The Coup. This one, I think, is called Show Your Ass. I'll be right back.
Let's bring them back down to earth.
Oh, no, this is a different track. This is I just want to lay around all day in bed with you, I think. Yeah.
Monday rush, I'm supposed to skip, but I just found Sunday in your hips. Magic in the fingertips and lift. Electric touch, solar kiss, thoughts wrangled up, legs tangled up. Baby, do this feel good, tangled up. Can't be expressed by a single fuck. Wanna gently caress it and hang it up. Your smile just seems so comfortable. Sure wish this clock wasn't functional. Supposed to be punctual, not keep the bulbs waiting, but the sheets wet. If the ceiling was that music from the birds and pause repeat, stop, pause, repeat, the stars release. You know, most of my time belongs to the bulbs. Baby, hold on tight, this is hard to see.
Lay around all day and feel you.
Hey, you guys there? Oh, shit. They're gone. Wait, no. She's still there. You're still there.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to join the other show now?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
How do you
we're in. We're in. I got Sister Soldier here.
Instructions. You know what I'm saying? Do we got to take off clothes if you lose or something? What the fuck? You
know, no. Well, I'm kind of, trying to stay on the same level, but at the same time, I didn't get any letters. I didn't get any numbers of letters or anything. So I just went with the flow of what was
going on. You know what? What am I asking you? You high.
Yeah, really? I'm high and tipsy, but it's all the same with me. I still understand what's going on. I mean, all I know is what was read off, and it sounds like a nut. So I'm just going to go with that, and that's my final answer.
Okay. Wow. Vince, you back?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, all right. You got this freaky word game going on.
Uh-oh, it's going strong. If you really want me, you're going to have to expose yourself. If you get naked, I'll be all over you, but you should use protection, else you could get a nasty disease. What am I? What the hell?
My so more girlfriend.
What? Lord.
Hold on. Wow. If you really want.
You know, it sounds like I know what that is. Ew! You know what? Oh, my God. What the hell?
What am I, Wayne Ghetto?
What?
Oh, whoa.
You know what?
I'm just I just had to take a shot at that one.
The answer to one was egg. What egg? What
did
you talk about?
Okay. I'm going to 414. You know what that is. That's the mail. Come on. Let me bring it up on the board. Good Lord. This board is acting funky.
That don't sound right. I don't like that was egg for number one.
Okay. All right. 414 in the building.
Is that boo?
Okay, what's up, boo? Okay, all right.
Simple, you're given sexual references, and...
Okay, so basically you're calling in to say that Dick has a dirty mind. That's what you're calling in to say.
You're thinking, did he fire six shots or only five?
Okay, what the hell is...
I'll tell you the truth, I forgot myself and all this excitement. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and will blow your head clean off, you could ask yourself questions. Do I feel lucky?
Yeah, I feel pretty fucking lucky,
you,
asshole.
Punk.
I do. I'm not a punk. I'm into the. Ow! Fuck, dude. Fuck, bro. God, I'm gonna have to clean that up. Oh. Thank God I've got, I just re-upped on the headband kush. I'm not going to feel that for about a week and a half.
Must be nice.
Oh, God, I got a little ace on the line, little ace 38. What's that? Little ace 38, you on the line?
Yeah.
Okay, how old are you, little ace?
Old enough.
Old enough for what? Old enough for what? See, thank you. All right, that was nice. That was quick enough.
Yeah, because I was going to say, you old enough to go buy my cigarettes, buy me a drink, what? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Little Ace, I know.
Hey, she's old enough to collect AARP money, bitch.
Did he leave?
Yes, he left the chat room and he left.
So
and,
quick,
and he
so
left
fast,
it, and
huh?
Left and
left.
Yeah,
so
I think that was a he. I don't think that was a she. I think that was a he.
Right. And he's like a Tootsie Roll Pop. The world will never know.
Yeah, I'm always suspicious when there's like
he wants a popsicle.
When there's more than one guest that kind of swarms in at the same time.
True.
Always suspect. That's always a red flag.
Oh, yeah. That's undercover.
back to back.
Like I said before, I'm going to keep saying it again, ever since that Lieutenant Foster came in, there's been a dual set of guests in here almost every night.
That's the ATF and the ACBI all at one time.
ever since. So how do you play this freaking game? Because I'm good with games. Hold on. You got Jay on the line too?
What
yeah, our lady soldier.
Yes, I'm here, baby.
Okay, mommy. All right, good. Oh, that you know what? I should have known you was on the line because the bull is here. A bull is almost never here. A bull is hanging around. A bull used to be gone to bed by now. Wow. So
I'm older than your ass there, Tess. What are you talking about? I'm probably the elder in the damn chat room.
No. You usually are not in bobblehead. I'm sorry. I noticed your pattern, man. At the sidebar, maybe Jay will. But you do not usually hang past three.
Well, I'll be the bobblehead more because I'll be working second shift, so.
Yeah, that's your story. You're sticking to it. I know. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. I know how you do because you do the same thing with Mojo. See, you ain't been, since Mojo ain't been coming around, you ain't been around.
What the fuck is that? Ooh, I just got a call from, this is exciting.
It's not me.
This is in, like, stereo. Oh, damn, she's back at it again. Mamma mia.
What are you talking about, dude?
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know what he's talking about either.
I have the slightest clue.
You know, I'm a rookie in this room, so, you know, I don't know.
Well, that's cool. I haven't done the audio little thing before, though. That's cool. That freaked the shit out of me. Like, I seriously never heard that, like, that kind of, that ring, that icon ring or whatever the fuck that was.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you get educated every night on BTR. It is quite a roller coaster ride. I learn something every day. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can somebody explain?
Thick just popped my cherries, as it were.
Can you explain what, Chester?
I'm sorry. I just got lost with Vince's comment right there, and I was like, what?
That's right, bitch.
What the fuck?
I'm the bomb.
The fuck? Dick and popping cherries?
I don't know what's going on.
Did you pop this cherry?
I don't know
what he's talking about.
You.
It's just an inside joke. It's just a running inside joke. It's nothing.
Mm-hmm. It is something. It is something.
Thick is the bomb. There she is again.
Oh.
She's just exploding all over the place.
Oh, God. Yes, explode. Okay. Anyway.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what I was trying to explain to Lady Soldier here, what is bobblehead?
Please, by all means, continue. Once again, we want to remind you folks, you're in for some serious sexucation here with Chester T filling in here on Bobblehead. Give us a call. We're here to make sweet, tender love to you till the wee hours. The number's 347-637-2083. Lock in now. You can join us in the VIP, which is exclusively for Gold and Platinum members. Premium members will be leaving us at the top of the hour. Not this hour, the next hour, the top of the next hour. So lock in now, folks. The Bobble will be entering into the second hour here in a second. It's always fun and excitement and educating, educational at the same time. Once again, the number 347-637-2083. And now back to Chester T on The Late Night with Bobblehead Productions.
Thank you. Thank you, Vince. Vince, the super excellent vocal commercial person, and you got, you know, saying the comedy stylings of Abu in the building, you know, trying to get it in.
Oh, hang on. I got to play a promo. Sorry, bro. I was supposed to go from that into a promo.
Man, your technical shit.
We got to push the button.
Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
Master Kush, Mota, The Bomb,
Dope,
Sour Diesel,
Sativa,
Marijuana,
Blueberry
Yum Yum,
Trees,
Grapes,
Chronic,
Chicafone,
Indica,
Sus,
Grass,
Weed,
Sensimil,
Weed,
Inhale,
Green,
Exhale,
Sensimil,
Grapes,
Dope,
Blueberry
Yum Yum,
Ganja,
Chronic,
Blaze,
Sativa,
Yeah,
Blunts,
Bleezies,
Bomb Ass,
Marijuana,
Weed,
Mota,
Marijuana,
Mary Jane,
Ganja,
Marijuana.
Tune in weekends 12 noon Pacific for the re-up with Vince in the Bay here on Blog Talk Radio.
Blueberry Yum Yum.
And tonight, this segment of the program is brought to you in part by Headband Kush. If you've never tried Headband, you've never tried Kush.
Wow. Okay. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Dick is my co-host producer on the side. She right now, she's on probation because she had been following bobblehead rules. What's the bobblehead rules, you say? Go ahead, lady. Say, what's bobblehead rules?
What's bobblehead rules?
All right, I'm glad you asked. Thank you. Every lady in bobblehead production must be fully in their birthday suit, undressed, totally naked, in the buff, shiny, in their skivvies, as bobblehead production goes on, as the bobblehead show goes on. So if you haven't done so, you got to do so now. Yes,
I don't even have my own room. I got too many rugrats for that. I got too many rugrats. I can't.
Get under the sheet. Under the sheet.
These nosy ass kids. They're like, you know what I'm saying? They're on that monster, man. They never sleep. Somebody is always awake.
Wow. I don't know. What happens, Vince, when the rules got thick? Tell me, what happens when the rules can't be applied? What do we get passes? What's going on?
I don't think you get any exclusive treatment at all.
You know what?
That's not the way you graduate. Put it like that.
What the hell did I get?
That's my show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boy,
I'm simulcasting, bro.
Oh,
dude.
Okay.
That means my.
Okay.
I just want to remind my listeners that we'll be leaving the programming now. We thank you for listening, and I hope you'll, come to or release yourself from your coma and join us over here at Bobblehead.
Bobblehead Productions.
So, Soldier, are you a lady, Soldier? You on Vince line, right?
Yes.
So. Yeah, she's over here with me. So we're just gonna let her ride, and then I guess we'll get off and before the VIP starts and log back in.
Good.
Soldier, maybe you want to be set free. Do you want to be attached to me here? I don't want to, you know. What's the new J. Will track? You know, let him breathe. I want to let Soldier breathe here. So, if she wants to release and go come out of my VIP, you've got 10 seconds to decide, honey. This is it. It's over after this. No, I'm just kidding.
You come in.
But no, I'm stoked that Soldier called in.
I am too. She's you're a breath of fresh air. And now that we're in the VIP of Vince's, what show was she doing at? Mega what? Was it Mega
this one I called Disorderly Conduct.
Ah, Disorderly Conduct.
That's my favorite thing. That's my favorite thing. Like just the blanket term that they can just apply to anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they can't get you on anything else, they'll just write it up to Disorderly Conduct.
All right.
And it's usually the first charge dropped too, if they can get more than one on you.
Oh.
Well, at the top of this hour mark, you're listening to Bobblehead Productions Late Late Show, and also the VIP of Disorderly Conduct with Mega Dude Vince from the Bay, and your boy Chester T the Shit. And I'm gonna take a music break now, so we can all breathe a little bit, and you can decide if you want to come in and breathe with us, and you know, let your breathing get real heavy.
Petey, 5915. Hey man, don't get mad if somebody shot up with your girl and she decided to stay, man. Some things you should know, man. Sometimes you just want to let that girl breathe, man. Let her breathe, man. Let her go. I know that it hurts you so, but you gon' have to let that go and let that breathe. It's alright, my friends. All good things come to an end. Go ahead and breathe. Breathe. Go ahead and breathe. Go ahead and breathe. Yo, you thought you was a man. Had it all figured out. Swore you had a plan. So you let me slide right in. Why the pay the retention? How the drama began. Now, yo, you crying on the phone. Popping up around the crib, why are you alone? Saying silly questions like, where's she? And be dead if you knew she's with me. You would probably take a fist before the cliff. And after the hit, try to shoot me down all over the streets. Made my blood leak, touching the ground. Not good at trail. But haters like you just don't know. Sometimes you gotta just let them go. I know that it hurts you so. What's wrong? So, but you don't have to let her go. Go ahead and breathe. It's alright, my friend. All good things come to an end. Go ahead and breathe.
Let's just breathe. Let's just breathe. Let's just breathe.
And breathe.
Let's just breathe. Let's just breathe.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin, nigga.
Let's just breathe. Let's just breathe.
Nigga, you're mad cause you know that she fine. And
what?
If you see it with me, then you know that she mine. I ain't playing no games, I say that in my lines. I approach it the same if I fuck him, she mine. I ain't playing no games, I done said it before. If I fuck him, I leave him, then I'm out of the dough. You can call me a home wrecker, I done heard it before. But if the bitch fuck me, bro, she never was yours. Every bitch that I run up in, I look at him as whores. Will I ever see you again? I'ma tell him of course. Give me the beat, I'ma rip it like I do with your heart. How these niggas do is ridiculous, how they kill over broads. No issues, I don't need them, I just pass them to y'all. That's why it's the line between us that you don't want to cross. Whoa, the same bitch every day ain't me. So if she wrong, yo, it ain't on me. Let the bitch breathe, cause where she going, yo, it ain't on me. If she all roaming in, it ain't on me. I let the bitch breathe, same bitch every day ain't me. So if she wrong, yo, it ain't on me. I let the bitch breathe, cause where she going, yo, it ain't on me. If she all roaming in, it ain't on me. I let the bitch breathe, 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 let the bitch breathe.
God, I can't keep up with all these windows. Oh, God, this is going on. Okay, you back in line. That's right. This is my man, Jay Will, Mel, Petey Green, Grief. And on the line, we got Shelly. Shelly's been here. She's listening. Shelly, say hi. Let her know you're still breathing with us.
I'm definitely still here.
Okay. Okay. And, of course, Vince and Vince's Disorderly Conduct VIP crew. And
that would be Soulja. Soulja's still there, right?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, damn. Thank God.
and Abu is actually still doing his things, claiming he's working third shift now all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, of course, my lovely co-hostress, that's not a hostress, Tick Things, proving it. Go ahead, prove it. Go ahead. See, y'all see, man. Oh, God. And she's, well, who's giving us a recap of last night's video episode? So, how you doing? Go ahead. Tell me about the aura. Is the aura the good tonight, Tick Things?
It's excellent tonight.
All right.
It is wonderful.
So Vince, we got to work on your guest. So, first of all, have you? Because you've been making a lot of. You have to decide whether to stay or to go. You're still on disorderly. You know, have you decided to claim a family yet? You know. You got. I mean, there's so much to do once you get in the building, especially when you get up in here. You gotta claim it. You gotta get it, become a mega hoe. I don't know much about mega hoes, but they just cough the hella lot.
Oh no.
This is cost, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think they're up to, you know what I'm saying? I think they're up to first and second born child now.
Mm.
I don't know, Vince. What's the rate? What's the rate now for mega hoes?
We're trying to push out the get rid of all the 2009 models, and they're starting at we've got a recession buster 99 99 99 99.
Damn. Okay.
We're trying to just push them out the door. Make room for the 2010 models.
Right, because, you know, the price fluctuates on them hoes, you know that.
Yeah, we got serious hyperinflation on the way, kids, so you might as well get a leg up on it by investing in your mega hoes now.
I'm going to have to do the Chris Rock on you and be like, can I get, for 25 cents, can I get a nosy slut?
Oh, goodness. You know, can I just get a titty for 35 cents?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Wow. She said titty.
Glass of titty in my hand.
You know, you got a titty in your hand right now? Is that why you said that? What?
No.
Well, you know, some of us got more than a handful, so I can't, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, how many? Wait a second. How many handfuls are we talking about here?
Let's just say you can't just go to Walmart and buy my bra, boo. You gotta order that joker.
Oh, I'll take you wherever.
Special delivery,
honey. I'll take you wherever you need to go to get it, and I will help you try them on. I don't know. It doesn't matter how long we have to spend inside the dressing room. You know, we want to get one that fits right, and I will be there to clasp it on and off for you. I know it's kind of a drag. So,
okay.
You know, I'll just help you out.
Because I haven't really found one that quite do it right, you know, one that lifts and separates, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I get that uniboob look sometimes. Hold on.
I always love that phrase, lift and separate. That's just a
yes.
Beautiful phrase. Those are two words that always belong together. Lift
yes.
And separate. Okay. It's...
you know, 'cause, you know that song by Tony, Lay Your Head on My Pillow? They was talking about me.
Wow. Wow. You know what? That's interesting. Wow. Because you know what? Someone asked me, what is that area, well, you know what I'm saying, that the inner thigh area, what do you call that area? And I said, I call that the pillow. That's the pillow. You know,
I call it the inner thigh area.
No, no, no. That's no. You can't just do that. That's just
free crotch.
No, see, the crotch is a certain area, but that little there's a little space right at the top of the thigh. No, that's the pillow. That is the pillow. That is the pillow area. So, at least that's in my Chester terminology book. So,
okay.
I always thought
my ass was the pillow, but okay.
No. Your ass is your ass is the country.
That goes back to the beaches we were talking about earlier.
That's right. I'm the ambassador of the Megaforce Nation, the People's Republic of Thick Things' Ass.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'll lead the troops. I'm invading. Hey, come on, Navy SEALs.
We must defend the sovereignty of Thick Things Nation.
Oh, that's what's up.
Okay. Make sure you get in with your wetsuits on, ladies.
We will not allow the People's Republic of Thick Things to succumb to the New World Order.
So this is a place for you to get your freaky off, just to expound some more, Miss Soldier. So you got some freaky in you? Come on now, the kids can't hear you. They might bust in and keep it real.
I'm sure, you know, that it's somewhere lying really, really dormant, because I've been celibate for like 6 years. So, you know, I guess,
suddenly,
you know,
Abu doesn't feel so bad now, does he? Suddenly, Abu's problems don't mean quite so much. See, we've been giving Abu a hard time because he hasn't gotten laid in 225 days.
Oh,
and you
dang,
just said you went. You've gone 6 years.
6 years.
Holy
without assistance. I didn't say I ain't busted one. I'm just saying without assistance.
Oh, I know,
assistance.
But you just didn't get it on with a dude.
Right.
Damn.
Just
I'll tell you what. I'll warm up the private jet. I'll get a bottle of bubbly, chilled, and I should be there in a couple hours.
This is the reason why I had to be celibate for 6 years, because dudes, when I was in the military, dudes talked a whole lot of mess, and when I finally, fuck it. And then I'm like, damn, I could have had a cigarette, you know? I mean.
So you have met a boo.
I'll put it like this. If my body was a Super Bowl, there would have been so many fumbles on the field that it caused me not to want to play no more.
Church.
Well, I'll tell you what, honey. You can stop playing with the players on the field and come up to the skybox with me. I'm the owner of the team, and I will show you a night that you will never forget.
You know what? Just because you own the team don't mean you can play, dog.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what
I'm talking about. That's where Big Jim Sledge comes in. Big Jim Sledge. You remember? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Big Jim Sledge will come in. He's a former tight end from the University of Nebraska. He's 6'7" inches tall. He weighs 245 pounds. He can bench press 8,000 pounds. And he's got the stamina of 5 stallions.
Yeah, because I was going to say, you mess with a heavyweight, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He's kicking on all cylinders, sister. He'll take care of you. And we're gonna broadcast it live via pay per view from the Staples Center in Los Angeles, California.
Okay, hold on. I got a private call. Let's see if this is an idiot or this is somebody with some damn sense. Because the oral is kind of good. Hold on. Let's click here. And working with the excellent technology of BTR Switchboard. It's just excellent. Okay, and either we lost them or they're gone. I think that, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Haters.
You know, I don't know. I think they get scared because I said I did that from them since.
Yeah, that can be a disqualifier.
And Vic, you're supposed to be co-hosting this with me, so, you know, you're taking your smoke session. I know you. You're taking your smoke session. So I'm going to let you take over for a minute. You facilitate and instruct people on the ways of head bobbling productions. Because as I heard, you were an excellent head bobbler.
Really? You heard about my slow pops, huh?
Yeah.
What do you know?
Do you know the term bobblehead? Lady.
I believe it's a term that I am a familiar with. See, I was known as a brain surgeon, so I'm assuming it's around the same line.
She's my
but
kind
I let
of
my
lady.
License, you know, saying I let
only,
my license.
Not only does she give good brains, but she's got brains.
Right. And what were you saying, lady?
I let my license expire, though. That's the only problem.
Oh, bad deal.
Oh, not a problem. We have an easy application form here at Megaforce Online. It's just one click, and you're signed up.
You know what? No, I am on the committee. I am on the international committee. You will have a lifetime membership. There you go. You can't. That don't expire. Those things. That shit like freeze dried fruit. It should never expire.
like Twinkies. Gone forever. Okay. Man.
Wow. So.
I gotta find it, cause that was one of my lines when I used to rap. That I called myself a head surgeon on a song called Damn. If I ever find it again, I'll make sure to send it to you.
You know what? Did you rap also?
Yep. I used to rap when I was in the Army and in high school.
Now, you rap. So you sang and rap. And I thought Dick told me that she maybe it was somebody else. Dick, did you tell me that you rap Dick things too? Did you used to rap or you just listen to rap?
I used to rap.
You? It's what she do. She do. She's okay. Lady soldier's going to bust the rap for us right about.
Okay. I don't know how to rap, so I'm like, who knows how to rap? Who said they know how to rap? Did I say that?
I think so. Maybe it was rape.
I can portray some raps.
Okay, so you're a rapper, singer, soldier, brain surgeon.
Yes, I have many talents. I just choose not to use them. For back of a
choose not to use them for
lack
evil.
Of a better word.
Wow, wait, hold on. Who is giving Dick Things instructions? It is definitely going on. See, Dick Things is messing around in the private rooms and VIPs. She's preparing, she's cleaning off seats and stuff with VIPs. So, your computer, do you got a camera at your computer too, lady?
Unfortunately, no. I had a webcam. It was broken.
Kid's broken. Okay, so we're going to have to find your webcam sponsor.
Yeah. It would be nice to be able to do it again. Because, you know, it was right around the time I took the pic with me smiling in the pink shirt. And then right after that, it was murdered.
Oh, man. Wow. Okay, you know what? I wonder if Walmart, you know, we can just, like, order gift certificates, have people just go pick them up. Like, yeah, you got a can waiting. I mean, I thought I was going to have to sponsor Dix for a minute. She was sitting on hers for 2 years. I mean, she just got her shit activated like 2 days ago. We've been talking for the last 2 months.
Oh, I found it, y'all. Hold on.
You fine?
I found Damn, the song I did when I was in the Army.
That's what's up.
Hold on.
Wait, you found it?
There's the link.
Well, hold on. You should email it so I can play it on the show.
I don't have a physical copy of it. It's on this website because they were having like an MC contest of some sort. And I went there to support somebody.
So you don't have an audio version of it?
No, the CD that I had, you know, died long, long time ago. Only had one copy. And the dude that had all the tracks, he moved to Florida.
Okay. So this is the online copy. Do we got to rip it off the internet? I think I can do that.
Now, if you figure it out, let me know, because that's, you know, the only way, you know, only place I know where it's at. Because it's the only place I ever posted it.
Okay, I'm able to rip it off the internet. You know, we got ways of taking things that we want around here. I'm sorry, did I say that? Butterfly 70 is in the room. Hey, Butterflies, I didn't even see you walk in there. What is going on the Mile High? Need affiliation. This is in case you haven't noticed, anybody. This is Chester T sitting behind the bobblehead switchboard command. I don't know. What is a Buddha? Is he still here? I see he's still online. He hasn't said anything lately. He hasn't typed anything lately.
Oh, did a Boo go night night?
Oh.
I think when she said you were.
I'm just listening. My computer's getting fizzed out, so I have to put it up.
Butterfly 70, hello.
And I don't know, I thought a boo got silent when, you know, she said celibate. I mean, he ain't said nothing since. He ain't tied nothing.
No, I turned the computer off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's getting a little hot.
It happens. I have three very old computers, so, you know, I'm surprised this one, well, it did shut off on me once.
Yeah, I've been on it since the first show at 8:30, so.
Well, LeBeau. So what do you think about her celibacy? 6 years, LeBeau. Can you do it? You gonna compete?
I can help her out with that.
Didn't you hear her complain about the non-playing football players? Okay.
The non-playing football players?
Precisely.
Yes.
There was too many fumbles on the field. It made me lose the love of the game. So.
No, I got great hands. I don't fumble balls.
Well, I don't have balls, baby.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Go ahead, Boo. Go ahead, Boo. Talk your way in. It's your chance. Come on, Abu. Right now. Okay, you have a woman here. a very sexy woman that's a brain surgeon. Do you even know what she means when she says that?
No, I don't.
Oh, God.
He's not ready for me, boo. He's not.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I'm ready.
Sexy. Oh, God. Well, I know you are, man. We'll just try
Sign me up. Put me on the payroll. I'm adding Lady Soulja to my Ning friendship ring. She's now part of the inner circle.
For what? Now, what is this? Y'all about to have to choose. I mean, because you know this is this is my first night.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, no, you will.
I know, we're going to be gentle with you. Don't worry.
She can handle it. I'm in the gentle. She can handle it. She needs chills.
No, I just meant we'll start off gentle. We'll work up into a feverish pitch later, but.
You're going to go nice and slow, Daddy.
Take it slow, yeah, of course.
Mm. That's good for a minute, but as long as, you know, beat it up and then beat it up.
Right, I'm not talking about, like, fucking tantric sex like Abu does.
Okay. I like sex with rhythm, though.
You like what?
Sex with rhythm. You got to have some rhythm now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like a train that's just, you know, a steam engine that has to churn a little bit. Once it gets pumping, watch
nice
out.
Nice analogy. I love it.
Wow. She got an affinity for wordplay, too. Wow.
Oh, no. Yes. No doubt about it. She is a classy woman. I don't know why the hell. I don't know what the hell she's doing talking to me.
Well, see, I have a lot of patience.
Wait, hold on. What the hell? Hold on. Butterfly's trying to slip out. She's trying to make a little quick comment and slip out. Where are you going? Come on. I like your brain too. Good night.
She's a butterfly. She's a social butterfly on BTR. Like that dude, Easy Rider. He'll just come in for like a minute and just like say hey to everybody in the chat room and then leave and go to the next room and say hey to everybody in the chat room and then leave and go to the next room, say hey to
Butterfly.
Everybody in the chat room. Oh, and then maybe slip in a couple of random LOLs.
Yeah. Butterfly's going to say, I like to give brain to good night and start the waving.
Right. And Stevie Mack is in the building, too, with this crazy, funny ass.
Yes.
Stevie, if you don't know, if you can't tell, it's Chester T behind the bobblehead moniker here. I'm wearing the mask of the bottle tonight. It's a little dominatrix, fans. Big Things is inspiring me to keep it going.
Thick things?
Yeah, thick things.
Ah. I can relate.
Please do.
Yeah, great. We were talking about brain, giving brain, whatnot, or opportunity and brain and... Oh, what? Okay, I think I lost. Vince, help me out here, man. I'm getting overwhelmed by all the brain surgery and whatnot. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to remind our listeners that you're tuned to The Late Night with Bobblehead Productions sitting in. The guest host chair is Chesta T, taking your calls at 347-637-2083. I think it's about time we do a roll call. First, I'll do the chat room, and then, Chester, you can take care of the folks online, because I know there's a lot of people on here. You know, it feels like it's only like two people talking, but there's actually like 27 callers on the line. Everybody's just either too stoned or too bashful to talk. But big ups to comedian Stevie Mac in the chat room. Stevie Mac in the building, Lady Soldier in the building, Mega Dude in the building, Thick Things in the building, and whoa, Music for Life in the building. Music for Life in the building. Thanks for coming through. And now back over to your host, Chester T.
I am Chester. And who we got on the line? We got Shelly. I was listening to Cut, one of the most.
Wait, time out. Who's Shelly?
Shelly? What, you haven't heard about the angel Shelly?
No.
Shelly, say hello to the Mega
Dude. Do tell.
Hi.
Hey, baby. How you doing over there? You sound far away. It's okay. Come closer. We won't bite unless you want us to.
I enjoy getting fit in the right places.
Me a row. I got to cool off. Go ahead, Chester. Take over, bro.
Oh, no. You go ahead. Shelly is one of the... She's an elusive angel. She's like the angel apparition. She's like, because you know she's there, but you can never touch her. She never really gets you. Know, so I'm like, she does that mojo thing where she just sits there and listens and surveys everything and just, I don't know what she gets. I don't know what she's doing, but she follows the rules. So that's Shelly. Shelly is. Definitely in the building, in the cut, in the corner, hanging over your head, dropping juices on your forehead. I wonder what she's doing. And my very thick thing, she is floating high, flying high, representing Calais, the bay, over there with Vince. Vince, you ain't been hooking up with my thick over there. You been hooking up with thick? I've been smoking.
What's up? What's the topic? What I missed? What's the topic?
I asked for have you been smoking with Thick over there in the Bay Area?
No, we haven't met up in person yet, but I smoke with her on the chat on the webcam pretty much every night, seems like. Or hear her on BTR doing it. Or talk to her on BTR about doing it, or chat with her on BTR about doing it. But no, we should do it with Thick. We should do an episode live in the studio together one of these times.
Yeah. Yeah, make it a smoke session because that.
I do on the weekends when there's no smoke session. I do my own smoke session called the Re-Up. So maybe me and Thick can do that together one of these times.
Yeah.
And if she wants to get bobbly with it, that's totally up to her. She's an artist. I know she likes to break down the barriers of entertainment. And she's always on the cutting edge of... just sexuality in general, and so I wouldn't be surprised if she found some new way to combine smoking weed and getting off.
She found a way.
She finds new ways all the time, though. Like she taught me actually on the webcam how to take a hit off a blunt through your ear.
How to what?
Yeah, there's a way you can smoke it through your ear. It's fucking insane, dude. But that's how we do out here in Cali. We're very innovative. We're the cutting edge of technology and smoking copious amounts of marijuana.
Oh God, yep. I wish I could take hits off blunts, but I can't. It's against my code. I can't smoke weed anymore. I can't.
We're talking about smoking weed. We're just talking about hitting blunts.
Okay. Okay. Hit, yeah, I can. All right. And that has introduced, and that just that whole little segment has introduced our other person online. Just Thick Things. Thick, hello, how you doing? Say something to Stevie and the rest of the people. Go ahead, say something. Say, go ahead, don't be shy. We ain't being scared.
What's going on?
What's coming off? Oh, wait, never mind. I'm going to have to start putting things back on now.
I think I'm going to roll up now. I guess this is the perfect time to think of all of that.
Yeah, you know what? I think this is a perfect time. While I got 24 minutes left in the show, I need to give a shout out to PG and PD. You know what I'm saying? They tying it up, tying it up, getting it real, getting it good in. They gave a great show last night. I'm going to play the PG track. You know what I'm saying? Since this is the Bobblehead Show. Yeah, this is Chester T. I'm going to take a musical break. It's hot in here. Thank you very, 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 very freaking much. All right.